Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
And welcome back to the newest segment of Victory Light, where we are interviewing the one and only, the owner of Twitter, now X.com, owner of Tesla, SpaceX. We're joined here by Elon Musk himself.
It's a pleasure.
Now, Elon.
Pleasure, Don.
First of all, I appreciate you taking the time. And I just want to ask, do you think black people should have rights?
Well, Don, when you say should black people have rights, I don't subscribe to race. I don't think. I use race as sort of a barometer, so to speak, and when I do, I try to keep black people as far away from me as possible.
Right. So yeah, as a South African, you can see how that's a conflict of right. Like, do you support apartheid?
When you say apartheid, what exactly do you mean by apartheid? Do you mean
literal laws put in place in South Africa to quite literally segregate the white and black population of the country?
Yes, I thought that's what you meant, and I just wanted to clarify that I have no problem with black people existing in this world. I just don't want them anywhere near me or any other white people.
Does that explain why you are trying to effectively apartheid Twitter and sort of keep the black population out of the limelight while at the same time amplifying volatile racist white supremacist accounts and also silencing sex workers on the platform despite your likes being full of some of the freaky deakiest ass shit I think any one of us have ever seen on the platform?
Well, Don, first and foremost, I really want you to understand that ain't no nigga out there nastier than me. They call me Musk for a reason. Stay musky.
We all assumed that was your given name, but that's not.
No.
So that was just a rumor. That's like a stage name.
It's a stage name. Yeah. So it's like a sexy red is sexy and red.
Wow. That's understandable.
In my taint.
Understandable. And now so. So I guess.
But I do, to answer your question. I'm sorry, I went on a tangent there. But to answer your question, yes, I do want to apartheid Twitter because, as I said, I think black voices are very loud. Both in reality when you speak to them, they speak very loudly. I spoke to Tony Yayo the other day at the UN summit, and he just kept saying, "Here we go now." In my face, and it was it's a very jarring experience.
Might that have anything to do with the fact that you know, rumors have been circulating. You've been under the influence, and it appears to be impairing your judgment. Would you think, do you think that your views and your, maybe some of your personal values, maybe the way you feel about Black people and sex workers and things like that, and especially on your platform, do you think any of that is influenced by this apparent use of recreational substances?
Well, one thing I can say for sure, Don, is that my ketamine use does not impair my judgment whatsoever.
Would you say you're on ketamine now?
I actually am. That's the part of the reason why this interview has gone on so long. I can't stand you.
Interesting.
I can't stand the sight of you. So I've been wanting to leave. I've been wanting to leave, actually, for the past 3.5 hours. But I'm stuck here in this chair. I'm in a K-hole. I can only move my mouth to speak. And I can't do anything else. I feel my penis jumping in my pants.
Absolutely.
So I had a thought of Grimes.
Absolutely incredible. Incredible stuff. Just very compelling stuff.
Yes,
ladies and
yes,
gentlemen,
yes.
Welcome to episode 35 of the Victory Light Podcast.
Yes. Can you pick me up and take me out of here, please?
We'll be right back.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.
Yo, shout to Musk.
Bro, that was crazy. I was trying to keep it together. Oh my God, that was brilliant.
Yo,
yeah, perfect that.
Yo, I'm saying something should be musky out here.
Yeah, man. I mean that whole interview was nuts, man. But you got to bring us in, man. You know the usual.
Yo, listen, man. You know what fucking time it is? It's episode 35, the KD episode. You know what I'm saying? The Slim. I'm trying to do too many sports analogies, but motherfucker, you know what it is? I'm here.
Wait. KD's nickname is the Slim Reaper?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the hardest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, right? He sounded like he had a cock on him.
Okay.
Yo, all right. Okay. And
sorry,
that
guys.
Was the number one host on the motherfucking planet, Liz Melortiz La Matadana, alongside Rainey Obaya, whose scalp is itching like a motherfucker because he has a skull on top of his skull. And we got
the one and lonely.
Hassan insane.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna redo that drop because every time we do that, he's like, "Yo, that drop is 20 years old, man. Come on."
Yeah. He wants us to hit him with the fucking the DJ Camilo shit. He wants to hit him with the Who Kid shit. Like, Who Kid? Fucking
DJ Hassan insane.
Yeah.
Warning. Hassan insane is in the building.
Yeah. No, Hassan insane is on the building. Oh man.
Yo!
Oh, like the old school Dembo intro. Hassan Insane con una granada musical.
Yo!
Hassan
Insane en la caverna.
La caverna. Bubloy.
Oh, man.
We need that in the club, man.
Yeah,
we do.
What? Yo, dog. Yo, all you Dominican niggas, send us all the Dominican ass DJ Hassan Insane drops, please.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can just have them linked up in the Serato shit. You know what I mean?
Because Hassan is like, "Don't you put that evil on me, Mero."
That's one of my favorite seasons.
Yo, so good.
You get the DJ Andoni drop and be like, "DJ Hassan Insane!" Put the bachata in the bag and shit.
Oh my God, bro, please.
He's like, "Bro, just need a Baker plan, nigga. Like, I don't need this type of energy."
Yeah.
What if Hassan did a tour on the street like they did, like DJ Donuts in and DR?
Yo!
That'd be hard.
Tour rocks?
That would be crazy. Yeah, we gotta do it.
I'll get you on one of them city buses on the second floor.
Yeah. Yo, listen,
and you
Bad
can
Bunny
talking shit behind the mic too.
On
that's
Fordham.
10 bodies.
That's 10. You
know, 10 bodies.
Every time.
Let me tell you something. This nigga got the like his he goes into sexy DJ voice when he's up there.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, "Yo, you don't say this some new shit." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's out on there like, "Yo, what's up,
No, that's what I liked about your birthday. I was like. Wow, who's that velvety voice up there? And I look, and Chela's got the booth like he a pastor and shit. I'm up there, and I'm looking up like it's my savior. And I'm like,
it is.
Wow. Hassan. Such buttery blends.
Yo, fam. But yo, listen, y'all heard the intro, man. Don Lemon sat down with fucking Elon Musk, dumbass, and they talked about everything and nothing all at once. Yeah, it was like the fucking Michelle Young movie.
Yeah.
Michelle Young movie.
I appreciate Elon interviews because it reminds me that not all billionaires are smart.
Yes.
It like kills that myth that rich people are just like the most intelligent. No, you're just good at making money and you're good at stealing. You're good at letting the robot inside your brain do all the talking for you too.
Yeah.
Talk about it, because I think a lot, yo, and this is a fucking, forget COVID, this is the pandemic in the hood, is motherfuckers thinking, oh, he got money, he's smart.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And then caping for a motherfucker.
Yes,
crazy.
Yo, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I learned that lesson when I was 18 in network marketing with my little blue sign, bitches, and my multi-level marketing
team. Like this.
You
don't got video yet, but she put the fits out like.
I remember, because in those companies, you meet a lot of rich people. Me, an 18-year-old kid from the hood, like meeting these rich ass people with beautiful houses. They have their family set. And I remember being like, yo, this shit is cool. And then you turn into fucking Robert Kiyosaki and you swear you know what buildings to buy and who to talk to and how to make money. And then you have a conversation with these bitches and you're like, oh, nah, you're just really good at making money.
Yeah.
The same way Rainey is good at making music, the same way you are very good at making people laugh. Some people are really good at making money.
And that's it. That's it.
You should not be going to these motherfuckers for history lessons.
No.
Or for moral compassion, for none of this. Why? Bro, what the fuck? What the fuck are you doing, bro? I think about that when I think of Kanye. Like, I love Kanye to death, one of the best musical genius to exist. But, bro, you literally refuse to read, bro. Straight up, just not. I'm not going to do it. Why the fuck would I go and sit with you and have a conversation about the history lessons in the U.S.?
Bro, like,
I could sit and talk to you about a fire beat, a good song, an album concept.
Yo, that sample was fire. Like, take me through the process.
I'm not going
to
ask you about how many people were lynched in 300 years ago, because I know that you just going to be like, you know what? They were lynched because they wanted it.
You got to understand, it was a choice for them.
Right.
Like, what? Like, bro, whoa.
And then you have people who admire rich people just blindly following them. And I can't get behind that thought process.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? If you were small, you'd be getting money like that. I'm like, yeah. You know what's a really easy way to make money, motherfucker? Subjugating the fuck out of niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just fucking take advantage of people. My son asked me this shit the other day, and I felt mad noble and cool and good. You know what I'm saying? Feel free to knock me down a peg as soon as I finish saying this. Because he was just like, yo, he's like, how do you become a billionaire? And I was just like, yo, by fucking people, bro. I'll be honest with you. There's no ethical way to become a billionaire, dog.
Yeah,
you can make a lot of money, you know what I'm saying, ethically, you know what I'm saying, which is what I'm trying to do. You're welcome, you little bastard. You know what I'm saying? But there's no ethical way to make $1 billion, bro. It's not happening. And he's just like, oh, wow, okay. So he's like, yo, so Elon Musk, all these people, yes, motherfucker, exactly what you think about them is exactly what they are.
Yeah.
They're pieces of shit who cut corners and fuck people over to raise their shit. Because at that point, bro, I think about this shit all the time. I live in a house that's pretty expensive. I live in a pretty affluent neighborhood. I have 4 children who need a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be retired. I work in entertainment. I don't have a fucking pension. So there's all this stuff I got to think about. And I'm like, you know, putting money away, doing all this stuff. And I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm chilling. Like, I'm not like, yo, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to have to sell my house? I'm like, bro, after a certain amount of money, and listen, in the comments, I know what you're about to say. I'm going to get my candy red on. I already know what you're finna say, bitch. And my answer to that is suck my dick from the back after I play full court basketball. Because
Jesus
motherfuckers
Christ.
Will say this shit all day, like, yo, but why you pocket watching? Why you care how much money they make? I'm like, bro, I don't actually. You know what I'm saying? I don't actually care. If I made, I put a number out there. I was like, bro, you don't need more than $50 million. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you really don't.
You really don't,
and
bro.
And even less if you're not married with a family.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, these motherfuckers want, yo, I want $20 billion. Jeff Bezos' wife just gave away $640 million to charity.
Yeah.
And she's just sitting there smiling, like,
yep,
with all the stacks, looking like fucking, like, she just made a drug bust and shit. Yeah.
Was that picture real? Because I don't feel like she would sit down and just do the money.
Do the money race.
Yeah.
She's turning to Young Dolph, like, all I want is blue faces.
Yeah. She's doing the money phone, and she's like, and they're like, Miss Bezos, I don't know, I forget her name, but Mrs. Bezos, is it true that you gave away $456 million that she do the money phone and hit the Dolph, like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
Shout out to her, man.
Flipper.
Yeah.
shout out to her.
And hey, shout out to Young Dolph.
Your rest in peace to God.
Yeah, RIP to God,
yeah.
Dolph, man.
Damn, I forgot Dolph. He passed away.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah, man. Listen, Dolph. Just a memory of Young Dolph, Run Back Dumb and Dumber, the mixtape with Key Glock. That shit goes crazy.
Do not commit any crimes. Don't do any drugs before you listen to the mixtape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For facts. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. Dumb and Dumber 2 goes insane.
In fucking insane.
Yeah.
If you go to jail, just name drop Merrill.
Yeah, I got you. Use your one phone call.
I got you, bro. There's no cash bail in New York, so I got you anyway.
Yeah, man.
I'll send you my lawyer. Who, by the way, texted me a while ago. Like, I don't know if I put this up in an early episode or what, but he texted me and he was just like, yo, I'm proud of you, bro.
Your lawyer?
My criminal attorney. Right. I was like, yo.
That got to be a good feeling, man.
Or, what did I do?
What did I
do?
Yeah,
is there... There better not be no paperwork sitting in your office.
Yeah, right.
Why are you calling me right now?
He's like, I saw the thing with Mello. You do a victory light thing. Ooh, that's doing good, man. Proud of you. Keep going. I was like, motherfucker. Thank you. I was like, thank you for keeping me out of jail.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, don't worry about it, man. You paid me.
Yeah. But it's like, speaking to the whole billionaire thing and like all that stuff, it's like, I was watching Drink Champs with Danny Brown, and like he mentioned something like in the rap game, and he was like, this ties back into like the money and capitalism thing, where it was like, yo, everything in the 90s was about not sounding like anybody else. Like, you can't bite nobody. But then shortly after that, it became about not being a hater.
A hater.
So it was like, so it was between you can't bite nobody, but you can't accuse nobody of biting, because then you're going to look like a hater. Mm-hmm. And then it was just this vicious cycle, and then no one improving, and then here we are.
Yep.
So, and I think money and capitalism are like that too, where it's like, I hate when people are under this impression that you can't criticize a system that you participate in just because you participate in it. When, if anything, the person that participates in it at the level at which you do, Mero, should have all of the wherewithal and all of the knowledge and all of the fucking, all of the experience to heavily criticize said system.
Like, right.
You know? And,
you know what I mean?
And I think that the deeper you go into the system, the more you realize that betrayal is the backbone of capitalism.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah.
Bitch, you just said a word.
That was a bar.
Damn, wow. Bitch.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Betrayal is the backbone of capitalism. And, you know, after you do that for as long as Elon Musk has, because let's remember, he's not the first in his family. His pops had a fucking emerald mine, and we all know.
That's crazy.
We all know what type
of
shit.
That's like the most villainous shit you got. It wasn't like, yo, he had 16 Papa John's, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
he had
an emerald mine.
He had
an
emerald mine in South Africa. Who do you think was working those mines, and what do you think they were paying him, if anything?
It was not little Elon.
Yeah. So,
in his mine cart.
Yeah. So, you know, eventually you get to a point where you're so out of touch and you're so unrelatable that you just genuinely don't understand people that you cannot immediately relate to.
That's a super fact.
Elon Musk is one of those people that's like, he can't relate to black people. He can't relate to poor people. He can't relate to trans people. He can't relate to sex workers, because he's never been any of those things.
He's always just been a lame.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what you can relate to? Maybe you can relate to this ad for Japanese shower curtains. We'll be right back.
A victory light.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
A victory light.
Yo, we back. You know what I'm saying? Please buy as many of whatever the hell you just heard of. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Trying to keep the lights on in here.
Yeah, please buy Calcuttan hemp socks whenever you get a chance.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because bro, I'm trying to feed my purse addiction. Rainey got a tattoo addiction.
That's true.
Merrill, he can't stop smoking weed.
I can't, man.
Insane, man.
You know what I'm saying? And pretty soon my kids are going to be smoking weed, so it's going to be a lot more weed consumption.
Yeah, man. And they're going to be smoking trash weed. They just got that look.
You know what I mean?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yo, listen.
Nah, that's crazy.
My fault.
Listen,
kids look like
they're
gonna smoke.
Let me talk to the mom real fast. Heather, I don't mean that, bro. I don't mean that at all. Yeah. I just want y'all to know, bro. I be on head joking. Yeah. And sometimes the jokes, they be expensive.
Yeah.
But I gotta get them out.
Heather's gonna call you like,
she's gonna be like, actually, Liz, that's a great idea because I don't want these kids smoking that gas.
Yeah.
Early. You gotta start them on mid.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Greens, bro.
Yeah. Some kind bud.
Yo, and they in that shade, you know? So
they gotta
get got at some point. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna go buy weed.
And 120 for an eighth? That's fine, bro.
That's fine, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll ask my dad to deliver it to me. Right now.
Wait, you know those skits on TikTok where like the Italian girl calls her like her uncle or whatever. It's like, yeah, they put like the special air in my tires and they charged me $120. And then he goes, Catherine, what the fuck do you mean special air?
What kind of special air?
I never heard of that in my life.
What do you?
Where is this guy? So I feel like Mero's going to be like the weed version.
I'm like, whoa. You bought from who?
Yeah, they said.
Why would you go to Washington Square Park?
Dad, they said a dub. I don't know what that is, but he said it was $80. So I just kind of, gave him
the money. I told you, if you ever needed weed, just call me, man.
I was with my friends and I didn't know what to do. And it was a right now thing,
well,
Dad.
Well, guess what, dickhead? You just smoke K2. Congratulations.
Damn, bro.
Fuck.
Please, don't jump out a window.
God damn. Oh, man. Speaking of jumping out of windows, I haven't seen this particular thing, this particular documentary yet, but Quiet on Set, the untold fucking story about what went on behind the scenes at Nickelodeon Studios during the time of Dan Schneider is now available to watch. I don't know where because I haven't seen it. But all of the clips that I've seen on Twitter,
fucking brutal,
and Instagram and TikTok and all that, make me want to jump out a fucking window.
Yo, fam.
So Liz, have you watched it yet? Have either of you guys watched it yet, or is it are y'all like me and it's just been
clips.
The clips? You know?
Yeah, clips. Honestly, because to me that shit is too triggering for me to watch. Honestly, those are situations I've been through, and I'm very open about that. So watching that. And just seeing the talk around it is triggering as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
So after it came out, I'm seeing people like go under Amanda Bynes' comments, fucking Ariana Grande, Josh Peck, like all of these Disney, all of these Nickelodeon stars. Yeah. And they basically telling them like, yo, why are you not talking? Speak up. Say this. Why are you silent? They paid you off.
Yeah.
And I think that people are forgetting that. And I made a video about this yesterday. People are forgetting that true crime TV shows that they watch, fucking Law and Order, all these things that they think is cool, is not the same as a real life documentary. So you can't treat victims like characters on a TV show. Like that, it's crazy for you to be going to people who you know or do not know if they've gone through some shit like this, basically asking them to speak out about these things. These are people with real fucking traumatic experiences.
Facts.
That you know absolutely nothing about. you under their comments like, what's happening in the next episode? Yeah. You bitch, si te agarro te mato.
Yeah, yo, and it's like, who the fuck is you, bro? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like on some Chief Keef shit.
Literally. I said this shit in my brain. I always say
who
that.
Who the fuck is you? I'm a ruler in a fucking coup. But like, yeah, but it's facts. And like, I'm glad you brought that up on the podcast because I feel like a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but like I saw it on Twitter and I was like, yo, yeah, she definitely could get in her bag about this. Cause like, I think access has made people develop worse parasocial relationships to celebrities than they ever have before. Ooh. Because, you know, in 1975, right? The chances of you ever speaking to like Clint Eastwood were slim to fucking none. You know what I mean? Or like your favorite like rock star, movie star, whatever. But now everybody has like their own personal TikTok and you feel even closer to people than ever.
At so-and-so, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you say anything about this? Da, 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 da. Hey, and like to Liz's point, like, fam, you don't know what the fuck happened to this person, dog.
Yeah.
They might not be talking about this shit because they can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean can't, like they signed the NDA or whatever. I mean, like, can't emotionally handle that type of shit.
Yeah. And you know least I mean? Of all in front of fucking strangers, bro.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's crazy. Like, people aren't even comfortable coming out about assault to people close to them because even the people closest to them don't feel safe. Like, what was the, what was the, like, Liz, you put a topic in the doc too about, I think it was a church going lady. Like,
she
was saying
there was I think they had like a panel discussion or something, and there was like a bunch of religious people on this topic, and this lady was saying that she would stand by her husband by any means necessary, even if he sexually assaulted her daughter, his daughter.
Yeah.
She said she would report him to the police, but she would not divorce him.
What?
And
yo, come on.
Bro, religion breeds the dumbest bitches you will find on this side of the earth.
Yo.
And I can't wait, because I filmed something a few days ago. Can't wait for it to come out, because this is where I really talk about this subject.
Let's go, Liz.
Yeah.
Can't talk about
let
it
your nuts hang.
Yo, Joseph, talk to these motherfuckers. But
I do want to make it a point to understand that sexual assault happens so crazy, bro. Like, in places that you would think doesn't happen.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
In churches, especially in churches. And it's fucked up that it becomes, like, a running joke. But you think about the Catholic Church, right? They have insurance for sexual assault because they get accused so much. They've paid more than $3 billion in lawsuits, bro.
Having a diddling fund is crazy.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's so fucking bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad, it's not even funny. Legit, it's that's not even funny.
Well, now I look crazy for giggling a second ago. Yo, but I'm sorry.
No, but it's crazy.
Diddling fund is insane.
It's crazy. The other crazy thing is just like, yo, okay, look, rest in peace, Whitney. You know what I'm saying? But like, for a long time, everybody's like, yo, Whitney looked like she's doing crack. And everybody's like, yo, she's a crackhead, bro. She's a crackhead. And everybody's just like, yo, leave him alone. Don't judge a book by its cover. And now she's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we didn't judge a book by its cover. We didn't intervene. You know what I'm saying?
But also, you know, I guess, not to make it contentious or whatever, but like, who's we? You know what I mean? Like, because what the fuck are we supposed to do? You know? And like, even like,
somebody,
yes,
Ja Rule,
somebody, please
call Ja,
find Ja Rule so we can make sense of all this.
But I was saying all that to say this. Sometimes, motherfucker, judge a book by its cover, bro.
Because
I did not know what Dan Schneider looked like, and then I looked the motherfucker up, and I was like, he did all that shit.
Yeah, he did
all that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, fam, no 45, 55-year-old man should have zero facial hair, a Haley Joel Osment bowl cut, and blush on.
Yeah.
Like, you look like Stewart on Mad TV, my guy. But, like, your aesthetic is like, yo, like, cuddly teddy bear. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not trying to look like Hip Hop Harry, bro, if I'm a grown-ass man.
Wow.
Yo.
Like, that is exactly how he looks, bro.
Crazy.
I kind of agree, but also I don't, because I feel like when we say stuff like that, people who happen to look like that and then be really cool, awesome people, catch strays and shit.
Yeah, don't catch. Yeah, listen. I'm sorry for y'all.
But because you know, I got it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's levels to that shit. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, if you look, Yo, free Crip Mac. If you got, if you got Hoover Killer on your forehead tattooed, like, that's a different story. You know what I mean? But if you're just like, you know, like a big guy with like no facial hair and a bowl cut, like it's kind of unfair to put you in the same boat as the creepos just because you happen to look like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
but free, but
rich
free,
guys.
Free Crip Mac, man. Free Crip Mac on, you know what I mean? Yo, on principle.
Yo.
But yeah.
His defense attorney was like, we have to strike this from the record.
Yeah.
They're like, strike what? The Hoover Killer shit on his forehead.
Hoover, the Hoover Killer
he
shit.
He really hates vacuums.
Yeah.
He doesn't like vacuums.
He doesn't like vacuums at all. Yeah. You see, what happens is, you see, Your Honor, my client is a very radical youth who is enamored by the thought and the principles and the impact of civil rights in this country. Hoover Killer is just a euphemism for J. Edgar Hoover, who happens to be one of the single most influential figures in the downfall of black success in America.
Yo. The judge is just like, shut the fuck up, bro. I'll be like, all right, plan B. Your Honor, my client here has just signed a 8-figure deal with Dyson.
Oh, no.
So, you know, the Hoover Killer thing is it's a branding deal thing, guys. All right, relax. All right, chill out.
Man, speaking of branding.
And chilling out. You don't got to chill fuck out.
No.
Yo, Erykah Badu, I love you. I love you a lot. You know what I'm saying? I got Baduism in my CD changer and my 05 Accord.
Nice.
Not because I want it there, because it's stuck there. It don't work no more. The CD changer doesn't work. So I'm just like, I want a rim shot. Hey, diggy diggy, a rim shot. Hey, come on.
You gotta
hit that.
Wow.
I love you. You're great. Vocalist, amazing, R&B, soul, yada, yada, yada. But yo, not too much on Beyonce, B. Not too much on Beyonce, because you and his, well, Erykah kept it brief. Erykah was just like, She posted like the art.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And it was just like,
Azealia wrote a fucking 30-page
yo,
book.
A thesis. Like, yo, she wrote the like end of the year school project report. Like,
yeah.
My God. And both of them, to both of them, I say, man, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out, bro. If you're both artists, just go make better art. You know what I'm saying? If you feel that way.
Yeah. So, coming back to your point at the top of the episode, do you think that in entertainment, there is a way to ethically make $1 billion? Because between the two of them, aren't Jay-Z and Beyonce like collectively worth $1 billion?
Yeah.
Well, I heard that they're both billionaires on their own.
Oh, uh-huh. Shit. Okay, yeah.
Beyonce hasn't updated like her net worth in a few years.
I mean, listen.
So is there levels to it? Like, obviously, a guy like Elon Musk who inherited an emerald mine.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's obviously like, oh, you're a comic book villain. Yeah. But then like, but somebody whose career we've seen from its onset,
yeah.
Like somebody like Jay, Beyonce, like we watched y'all put in the work. And granted, there's a bunch of businesses and things and like stuff behind the scenes that they're probably involved in that we don't know. But as far as music, right? As far as music is concerned, like these people both have the catalog. And I think that the fact that they've ended up essentially the most low-hanging fruit in music criticism.
Oh, man.
I think that plays into this idea that like you can't make $1 billion ethically regardless, because like you just mm-hmm. end up being the most low-hanging fruit anyway. Like there could be a paper trail of you never crossing nobody, but the idea that you found success through capitalism is it's the most
Doug,
it's the easiest target
idea. I think about that shit all the time. I'm like, yo, you know what's crazy? Like, sometimes I'll be like, yo, son, you got a little bit of money. Yo, donate this shit to over here. Donate shit to over here.
Yeah.
Or buy this quarter pound of Zuzels. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like,
yeah.
Nigga, why I gotta be the first one? I was like, yo, I just fucking, I'm the first one out of my entire fucking bloodline to escape. You know what I'm saying? And be like, yo.
Yeah.
Fresh air.
That's no, fresh air, dog.
That's not cigarettes.
Bro.
Yeah.
I like, oh, shit. Like, that's a deer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never seen one of them shits in real life.
There's a deer outside.
Outside. My house.
Not on a screen.
Yeah, and I just said, my house, not my apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That, like, I call my house.
That, like, I call my house.
Like everybody in New York.
You know what I mean?
Like, yo, come to the crib. Come to the spot. Come to my house.
Come,
like,
to my house.
It is a Section 8 apartment, my brother.
Just pull up.
Yeah. Yo, pull up. Pull up to my studio.
Yeah.
Like, apartment. Like, you just you think she's coming into, like, shit with the boards and Dr. Dre in there? Nah, shorty. It's just the kitchen is in the living room. That's what I mean.
So I feel like, because I'm more of a passive Beyonce fan. Like, I feel like I just kind of enjoy the music. And, like, I read what Azalea had to say. I read what Erica had to say. And, like, I feel like, admittedly, I'm a little out of my depth in that particular area, because I just kind of enjoy the music and I don't really think about it beyond that. Like, how do you guys feel? Like, Liz, I feel like you're pretty heavy into Beyonce. Like,
I love Beyonce. I've been a Beyonce fan my whole life. I've seen her once in concert. I thought it was more for some reason.
Because it was.
You've just dreamed about it. Yeah, that's what it was.
That's really what it was.
Yeah.
But I've only seen her once. Love Beyonce to death. Love her music. I do think that there are some valid criticisms, as there are with most of the artists that we enjoy.
Yeah.
It's okay to be right about two things at once. I do feel like Beyonce is low-hanging fruit. She's a Black woman. She's a successful Black artist.
Mm-hmm.
They move the goalposts for her every single time because she is so exceptional at what she does. So it's fucked up because she is a Black woman and she has to always be fucking dissected by these critiques. But then there also are some truths to it. You know, like, even her going, like, silent on the whole Israel-Palestine. She's very vocal about, she's very vocal just in general about problems. You know what I mean? And just about making sure that shit is in the right place and shit is correct.
Yeah.
She's never spoken about that. So that left a little taste in my mouth. I'm like, come on, sis, what are you doing? You know what I mean? You do have a huge platform.
Right.
You see all this misinformation being spreaded. Like, use that. You know what I mean? Use it to your advantage. But again, I do think that she is an easy target. She is the most influential artist, I would say, because she huge, bro. This woman's been in the industry for 30 years. And I just think that it's okay to have people enjoy the music and also be like, yo, that's not cool. Just because I like your music doesn't mean I'm going to excuse bad behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've never been on that tip, man. I always, like, because I'm like Rainey. Like, I just enjoy the music and I don't really think about it beyond that. But, like, it's bro, these are people, B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, no matter how good you curate your image and shit like that, B, like, there's some. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I peed in the sink this morning, B. You know what I'm saying? That shit is nasty. You're not supposed to piss in a fucking sink, nigga. But I was like, yo, you know what? I'm tall. I don't want to sit. I know the toilet seat is cold. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I got to get these kids to school. So I'm going to use the sink as a urinal. It's fine. I got 5 other bathrooms in the crib. That was not a flex. That's just a statement of fact.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
All right, bro. All right, listen.
What you got 5 bathrooms for, bro?
Okay, hold on. In his defense, 4 kids and then a wife.
Yo, she needs her own bathroom. I hope she has her own bathroom.
She got like the big one.
I'm gonna fuck you up, Mero. She better have her own bathroom, bro.
If she wanted to, she could. But we share like the master suite, which sounds crazy.
With
like,
the pissy sink, you're gonna get
that. Yeah, the pissy sink.
We got to these twin sinks.
So you got more money than I thought. the other one got 5 bathrooms.
Yeah, he's like, no, you don't get it, you don't understand.
I'm richer.
I got more money.
Yeah. I'm gonna show up to your crib and be like, what did you do to my drink?
Yo, listen.
Is this piss in my drink?
Yo.
When we getting an invite to the crib? I'm trying to see.
I was about to say, yo, Randy talking all this crazy shit, but when you want to shoot the video for fucking summer solstice.
You're goddamn right. You're goddamn right. You capitalist pig. It's the least you could do. It's the least you could do for the little man.
Yo, Mary, you got a pool?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You see, bro? I'm trying to be the first plus size mermaid on it.
Let's get it.
He got a Mero, don't speak right now.
Yeah, put me on, bro. I'm a pool bitch.
Listen, he got a pool, and that shit is salt water. And He got a koi pond with real Japanese fish.
Nah, bro.
In it.
How them hoes taste?
Hey, Smith. He got real magic carp in his crib. Like actual. This
crazy,
motherfucker
man.
Got a pond full of Pokemon
bitch
in real life in New Jersey.
Yo, Meryl, what's up?
God
man?
Damn it.
You need a fifth child?
Listen, yo. So, listen.
See, it's just getting deeper.
Yeah,
the hole is just getting deeper.
No, listen. So listen, I got part of the garage could be converted.
Oh my fucking!
Yo, Mike Hassan.
No, listen.
Yo,
honestly, real shit though. We could, because the equipment gets hot, but the wine cellar is temperature controlled.
I'm about to fucking lose my mind.
Okay.
I'm about to lose my mind, yo.
Yo, you ain't shit, Meryl.
Bro.
Yo, but I say that to say this. I bought that crib, not even on some I want to be a rich scumbag, but on some Pablo jail. You know what I'm saying? When they told Pablo Escobar, listen, bro, you too hot. You gotta go to jail. You gotta go to jail. And Pablo was like, all right, I'll go to jail if you let me build my own jail. And then this motherfucker built an amusement park.
Yeah.
And was like, all right, I'm gonna stay here and I'm gonna just bring everybody here to my amusement park.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of that shit. It's so I don't have to go to 174th and Townsend and get shot hanging out drinking a 22. You know what I mean? I can just bring the whole block.
You can just bring the block with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fire.
You know what I mean? Because
I need that vibe.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the shit. Listen, and everybody's jocking my style. You know what I'm saying? Because I got the pool in the back, salt water. You know what I mean? Shallow end is 4 feet. Deep end is 13 feet. Salt water situation.
You got a 13 foot pool, bitch.
13 feet deep. Fire. You know what I'm saying? If you a good swimmer,
bro.
Yeah, I got you.
Liz about to break in that bitch.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
I love pools, bro.
Yeah, nah. And that's the shit.
I love swimming.
So, and that's the shit. Come through, go swimming, because like I said, everybody's biting my style right now, because at Lake Lanier, they're trying to build the fucking water park to imitate Chateau du Melo. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, I don't know if it's a good idea to build a water park.
It's
over
not,
there.
Bro. And it's a white person's idea. How much? I put $1,000 behind that.
Nah,
it's
you know
a white
what?
Person's idea.
I was gonna say, let's invest in it.
Yo, let's invest in that.
It's gonna make money.
Because all the black people know what time it is with Lake Lanier. So that means only white people are gonna go there.
Oh.
And it's about time. Black people got their fucking lick back.
Oh, right? It's like the Mississippi boat, but times a thousand. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Lake Lanier was a town. It was a small black town, bro. Mm-hmm. It was a full town working. It had people.
Yep.
Farms. They
functional
had a racetrack.
Economy.
They had banks. Mm-hmm. This was once slavery ended and they were able to finally rebuild their life and start from scratch. Mm-hmm. And of course, everything that a black person has built in this country for themselves, the white person was offended by it. So the town flooded, the white people from the opposite side of the town flooded the entire black town, killing so many people. So once you go into Lake Lanier, which you look at a lake, as soon as you go underwater, it's literally a town.
Oh,
they have
shit.
Cemeteries, they have trees, they have parks in that water.
Yeah.
So every summer, well, every year, about 100 some crazy number of people die at Lake Lanier.
Yeah.
Freak accidents, bodies that have never been recorded.
Never been found.
Bodies that have never been found.
Yo.
There's been stories of people who have drowned, came back up and said, yo, somebody grabbed me by my foot and brought me down.
Yeah.
There's survivor stories, and then there's people who just died, haven't been found. People who were great swimmers. I just saw a story of a woman who, there was this black girl who went on a school trip. She went to an all-white school. They went to Lake Lanier. She was with one of her friends and another kid, and she was basically saying, yo, we can't swim. He can. So our deal is if any of us fall into the water, you'll help us up. But we can't swim, so you know that. He pushed her into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she fell in and she can't swim. So once she fell in, she started to panic. But she looked around and she was like, yo, it's literally a city. She could see she was like, yo, there's trees here. She says she didn't feel scared, even though she was drowning. She said she heard somebody talk to her and say, yo, this is what you need to do. You need to lift your right arm up and do something.
Talked her through it.
Yeah, they literally talked her through it. She went up. She yelled. She basically said, like, she just yelled something so they could know that she was underwater, and then she went right back down. She sunk again. Not all the way, but she just, her head went underwater. And she was like, yo, I heard the voices again. And they were, like, talking to her, and she said somebody pulled her out of the water, walked her to the thing, and she doesn't know who that was. She doesn't remember. She said that she just remembered being told by somebody, this is what you need to do. Yeah. While underwater, bro.
Yeah, so Lake Lanier has a super, like, interesting history. Like, that's not the only story like that, obviously. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people have died there. The deadliest incident being Christmas Day, 1964.
Nah.
The driver of a vehicle just lost control of the car while crossing a bridge over Lake Lanier. The car flipped into the lake. 5 children and their 2 parents all gone into the lake.
Yikes.
And that feeling of being pulled down can be explained by something. So, being that there's an entire town down there, just like any sort of big body of water, you're going to get currents and stuff. You know what I mean? And, like, because there's whole structures down there, there's a lot of, like, I guess what we would call on the surface wind tunnels. There's essentially, like, mm-hmm. water tunnel, like water current tunnels, you know, like a lot of rivers, a lot of deep rivers have that same issue because there's a bunch of, like, rock formations and stuff like that that cause these, like, whirlpools and these breaks. So that feeling of being pulled down by, like, some hands or something could very well just be, like, the effect of, like, your foot slipped into that current and you get sucked in like a fucking vacuum. Also, Lake Lanier is what, again, rocking a hard place. Capitalism, bro. Fucking Lake Lanier is man-made. It's a 38,000-acre lake that attracts about 10 million visitors every year.
God damn.
Brings in around $5 billion annually to North Georgia's economy.
What?
Yeah. So it's the highest, which... And the lake is located, it's also in a pretty affluent neighborhood. It's in Forsyth County, which has the highest median income in Metro Atlanta, period. So there's a lot of deep shit going on here. So I say all that to say, building an amusement park at Lake Lanier might not be all the way ethical, but it is at the very least profitable. And we all know capitalists love them some fucking profit.
Yeah, some dollars, yo.
Fucking anybody's expense.
Yeah. So all you can do is make the decision to not go to Lake Lanier, which is what black people have been telling you for forever.
Fucking years. So listen, little Johnny and Jill, don't go on a class trip. When they say, hey, we're going on a class trip to Lake Lanier, you go ahead and tell your moms and your pops, I ain't trying to get killed by no ghosts. You know what I'm saying? And on that tip, we are going to take a small break so that y'all can learn about blenders that are made in Moscow.
I'm so surprised your brain works that fast, bro.
A victory light.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails.
Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
A victory light.
All right, we're back in, my beautiful bitches.
Yeah.
Speaking of bitches.
That's Seth Brady.
Yo, I just saw this clip. I think it was viral a while ago, but I just saw it. It's a clip of a TikToker going on a college campus, going to shorty saying, yo, what do you think of this dude? She rates him high. She says he's handsome. She would love to meet him. She's single. She's open to it. He goes to the dude now, away from her, and says, yo, rate this shorty. He loves her, finds her attractive, wants to go on a date with her. Mm. He set it all up. He didn't have to do a motherfucking
layup. Thing.
Neither of them did. He says, all right, y'all want to meet each other so y'all can set up, you know, a little date, do whatever. He goes, introduces him, and she's like, hi, how are you? And he's like, you see, I made you come over here with one finger. Imagine what I could do with my fist.
Hey, yo.
Wait, that's the first thing out of his mouth?
Yes. Hi.
He said, what can I, you saw what I just did with my finger. Imagine what I could do with my fist. Hey.
Nah, what?
to quote your esteemed brother, hey, yo, what the fuck?
Yo, like,
what? Yo, my man. Yo, this is, look, and this goes back to like a theme that I've been on forever, bro. Like, and I've seen it in my own friends, like just developmentally, like through the years. Talking to women, bro. It's like, yo, you can't get out your own way, B.
Yeah.
Like women know when they want to fuck with you, B. Like, you don't got to do too much.
Yeah.
You just got to be not weird. If you're not weird and she's feeling you,
you're
shit,
already in.
You're already in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't got to do. But things always got to do the most, bro. Always got to go on YouTube, pick up lines, this, that. What do I say? Like, it's, bro, it's not fucking chess, bro. It's it's emotional fucking dialogue, my nigga.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
we're having, it's it, we, me and you talking.
Yeah,
we talking over here.
I call it the porn brain.
Yes,
which is like somebody who only can indulge in women through porn.
That's it.
Yeah.
He doesn't see women in real life. Excuse me. He doesn't see women in real life. He doesn't consume music that women make. He doesn't watch shows or movies,
starring
films,
women. Yeah,
anything, art. The only way he experiences a woman is through his whack ass mother. Because she raised the bitch. Or number two, you're dating. Your second experience is just through porn. And what do they show you in porn? What's up, stepbrother? Like,
yeah.
Weird shit.
Can you help me out of this dryer?
I'm stuck. Like, bro, do you know how that translates into real life?
You're,
we can,
a virgin?
Tell, bro. I remember meeting a dude and I'm like, yo, let me see your phone. Let me see your search history,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, because
you do not know how to interact with women, bro.
Let me tell you something. This is something that all women should do. When you meet a guy for the first time, be like, yo, can I see your phone browser? Don't say, give me your phone. Can I use your browser for a second? Go to the browser.
Go to Chrome
yep. And type in the letter P.
Yep.
If that shit auto-populates to like Pornhub, porn, X videos, spank bang, porn, da 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 da. Get the fuck out of there, man.
I can't wait for Rainy's take on this. I just want to say this really quickly. There's nothing wrong with porn, but exactly how there is everything else, it becomes a vice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not wrong with weed.
Addicted to crack.
Yeah.
Imagine you being addicted to crack. Trade that for porn. That is how you're acting like a crackhead.
Yeah.
Literally, that's how you act like a crackhead to women.
Hey, look, I know plenty of people that use drugs recreationally, and that ain't no problem. To quote Shannon Sharp, that ain't no problem.
That ain't no problem.
They good. It's when you start getting fiend out. And you start fucking, like, you know what I mean? Breaking into CVS and shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Breaking windows, smashing into Honda Accords to get right.
Right.
That's when the problem. That's what the porn brain motherfuckers. Because like you were saying, like, isn't nothing wrong with porn? Like, man, shit, nigga, I beat my meat every once in a while. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's important. Shout out to all the, you know what I'm saying? All the actors out there making it happen.
Well, you know what I mean? I would love to hear your take on this, Rainy, because I know.
Yeah, I mean, nothing you guys said was wrong. And as somebody who makes the shit, I think it's insane that there's a whole ass market. And shout out to one of my scene partners, Blue Hair Baby. She had the awesome idea of, like, she's non-binary, but she goes by any pronouns. So for the sake of how she's perceived by other people, she's a woman, right? And how she's perceived in porn as a scene partner, she's a woman, all things considered, like, in that space. That's the beauty of being non-binary. Sometimes I'm baby. And that's,
that's fire.
But yeah, so shout out to Blue. Blue had this awesome idea of like, hey, why don't we shoot a scene where it's all about me and it's all about me getting off?
because most porn is for the male gaze and it's for male consumption and for male pleasure. Mm-hmm. They're like, and it's all in a name. It's all in the title. Oh, like virgin slut gets anally slammed. Slut, and it's like, ill, like bro. Like,
milfomaniac.
Yeah, it's like, God damn, bro. Like,
I remember watching porn and like, I remember certain porn seeing it or like coming across it. Like, you know, back at, like, yo, this is good.
When it was DVDs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or like the early internet porn, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I just remember being on Man's Crib, and I'm sure y'all are familiar with the site, Ghetto Gaggers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, y'all throwing up.
Bro, yeah. Oh, my like, y'all, I don't know. What are you speaking of?
Yeah. Like, any nigga that had a URL battle had that shit bookmarked. But it was just like, I was like, ah, this is not make me horny, dog. This seems abusive.
Bro,
it's violent. And again, I'm back to what I said about like not disparaging the women that are just getting it how they live. Like, if you gagging and throwing up and getting your face fucked like that is the biggest bag and that's life-changing bread, like, fuck it, get it how you live. All the onus is on the creeps that make that shit, bro.
Because
they're dangling a carrot in front of you, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you really need 10 bands right now, right? Like, why don't you do this dehumanizing, embarrassing shit? But also, some girls like that shit. Like, shout out Kazumi, once again. She's a very big fan of the rough stuff. And like, that's okay too.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring up Blue and her scene idea, it speaks to the nature of the industry where just softness is considered a niche. Softness is considered like an untapped market, kinda. Where, you know what I mean?
Literally, bro. I was just gonna say she could start an entire production company of just
making
porn. Not even making love, bro. It's just about making porn that isn't so fucking violent.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's catered to women just specifically.
Yeah, yeah. That was her whole philosophy with those scenes we shot. Like, we had other established creators being like, yo, I want a custom of just this, like, just for me. And we shot that too, and that was really fucking cool. So yeah, nothing you guys said was wrong. I think porn brain and porn brain rot is super real. And I think anybody, whether you're in the industry or not, anybody choosing to ignore that is just kind of being willfully obtuse and ignorant.
Yeah. And you can see that shit especially with the youth, bro. It's sick. So talk to your cousins, talk to your brothers.
Yo,
talk
word.
To your sons.
Give them better pickup lines, bro.
Yeah, don't
like,
know.
Hey, what's up?
You know literally what I'm saying? Just that.
Yeah,
hey,
like,
how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
How's your day?
Yo, you having a good day?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you having a good day? Yes. Tell me about it. No. Tell me about it. And then you piggyback off of whatever
bro. Choose your own adventure, dog.
Yo, I feel like the conversation we're having now is like the total opposite of that one guy on YouTube and TikTok that's like, how to fuck fat bitches? How to make a bitch shut the fuck up? And it's like, yo, get that motherfucker far away from boys and men.
Yo.
Put him in jail immediately. Yo,
let me tell you how to turn a lesbian out.
Yo, like
yo, bro, what are you doing, bro? I don't need that.
The best jobs where you could be a pervert. Like, yo, like, number one, a priest.
Yo.
Bitches trust priests.
Yo.
And if you ever want to get close to a bitch, just become, like, he says bitch so hard.
Hey, let me tell you something. You want to see?
Name?
You
I have no idea.
I've been either.
I have no idea. Oh, but we're not giving him the platform.
Yeah, nah,
fuck
nah, nah,
I need to know, because if it's who I think it is, I think he's in jail.
Oh
no!
So I'm not sure. Did he have like a cult following? Did he have like five sister wives?
I don't know. No, 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 no.
Okay,
no.
So then
I don't think. I don't think so.
So the right man is in jail.
Yeah.
That shit is great, because yo, bro, really be like, yo. The best escalators in New York City to catch upskirts.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what the nigga, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about, bro?
How is this legal?
Yeah.
Like, yo, dog. Oh, my God. Yo, listen, there's a lot of perverts out there. Teach your sons and your nephews and your cousins and your whoever the fucks, you know what I'm saying, to be a little more courteous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Have a little fucking decorum, B. You know what I'm saying? And if your cousins... You know what I'm saying? If your shorty's a woman and she's a young stud, do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just be courteous to other women, please.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that is going to roll us right into another topic that has to do, you know what I'm saying, with relationships. You know what I mean?
We have a narrow mailbag today.
Yeah,
oh,
baby.
Shit.
You know it's time for the mailbag.
It's Meryl's mailbag, baby.
You know what I'm saying? We got the metal mailbag, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Listen. All right, look. Hey, you know what? Fast shout to Min, you know what I'm saying? Our guy, you know what I'm saying? He's been on the mend with the ACL injury. Min's on the mend, you know what I'm saying? He's off crutches, y'all. You know what I'm saying? His update. He's off crutches. He's moving around. He's doing non-contact football activity. You know what I'm saying? Pretty sure he'll be ready for next week against the Tennessee Titans. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait for him to be back because I'm going to fuck him up as soon as he gets home.
Damn.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
Yo, she's going to hide your glasses, man. Yo. All right, yo. We got the Merrill Mailbag, and Psychological Pie asks...
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
He said, hey... This new girl I'm gonna have sex with has a huge ass. I've had sex with many girls in the past. This sounds like a lie. But this new girl I plan on having sex with has a huge ass. Mm-hmm. Semicolon. Is bigger than any other girl I've been with. Any advice when doing doggy with a girl that huge of an ass? Guys always say you need enough dick to do doggy with a girl with a huge ass. I'm decent size, about 6.5 inches. Yo.
Okay.
Hey, look, man, listen, before I say anything, I just want to guide you over to youtube.com and you can look up Official Finch 93. Okay, and he'll tell you everything that you need to know about that's the splagada splagada bing bing bong bong
of the blum blum
tutorial.
Tutorial, he'll right, tell yeah. you everything you gotta yeah. do. Yo, I don't even. This is a crazy. This is nuts, bro. Because this sounds like a fifth grader is asking me this, so I feel weird answering it.
He does sound like a 19-year-old.
Like, yo, I never had sex before, type of shit. Because it's like, bro, you do not need 12 inches of cock for a big ass, bro.
Yeah, because when she. So
he about to get into, yo, this is like when, yo, listen, talk about because LeBron just came out with a podcast yesterday. It's about basketball, but it's about basketball. About like, yo, pick and roll when the wide man comes down and you got to pin down and then you got to curl. You got the outside man to shoot the jump shot and the face man comes in and I'm like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I feel like you're about to do that with like sexual anatomy and shit. Like,
yeah,
well, the perianal area is up in the air.
Well, precisely. So. So if you guys were doing anal, then that would be a point of, you know, a concern, just cause you know, the butthole is sandwiched between the fat cheeks. Right.
Right.
But when Liz is like holding the bridge of her nose.
She's massaging her temples and massaging the bridge of her nose at the same time. Dog. Yeah.
So I don't know if this person, I don't know if Psychological Pie asked, I don't know if they specified whether or not it was anal or not.
So my guess would be that it's not anal because this is the first time. I'm like, true. I don't know anybody's jumping in the ass on the first time.
Well, if it was, then that would be like a point of contention because, you know, the booty hole is, you got to open the cheeks to get to it, you know? Yeah. But
almost when the pussy sauce went into a butt.
when your partner assumes the position, the pussy's right there, bro.
It's on a platter.
It's not, what I mean by that is it's not actually that.
Is that in
it's
there?
Not in there.
Yeah.
Like when, so you'll see. When you'll see when she assumes that, hey, listen, I've been with a BBW or two, you know what I'm saying? And you'll see. You know what? We're not that far off. We're not that dissimilar in what we're packing. Like, I'm 6.5 on my best day. And I've been with a BBW or two, and like, yo, it's right there, bro.
It is. And that's why I was like hesitant to answer this, because I'm like, bro, you ain't seen enough pussy, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a young 19, 20, maybe early 20s.
Yeah. Like, listen, get the porn brain shit out, bro. Because when she tooted up,
It is right there.
It's right there, bro. It's like, hello. It's talking to you.
Now, missionary is a different story, because if there's a lot. So there's also this phenomenon where, like, men, when we lose weight, there's no such thing as targeted, like, fat loss or weight loss or whatever, which means if you lose the weight, it's gonna leave all of you all at once. And that includes the area around your dick, like around your pubis, right? Which is like the fat on top of.
I was gonna say the cocks get smaller.
No. When you lose,
scared the shit out of me because I'm like losing 20 pounds, 30 pounds.
No. When you lose, so your dick is a muscle, right? Most of it is actually in your body. So the more weight you gain, the more occult your penis becomes. So it looks so the bigger you are, the smaller it looks. But the more weight you lose, the more of your penis is exposed. So it's the same.
Expose him.
Yeah. So it's the same deal with with women, like anything, like if they got a lot of fat around there, missionary gets tricky. You know what I'm saying? A little on the side action might get a little tricky. You know what I'm saying? But doggy, like, you're in there, bro.
Yeah. You know? Also, if Shorty got a big old butt, like, that's the perfect position to be like, yo, yes, this is.
Yeah.
This is some ass.
That's the perfect.
If I was like a little kid, y'all, that would be great advice.
Well,
like,
I don't know. Like, can you reword that? Little kid? Hold on.
If I was a teenage boy, if I was an early adolescent youth,
Victory Light.
Yeah.
That would be a great explanation as like a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, yo, and that's the type of shit I tell my kids all the time.
I'm gearing up for all that shit.
You probably shouldn't do that yet.
I mean, not yet, right? So, I'm practicing in my head. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, for when it's time, you know, and like next year.
Yeah. But Liz, what advice do you have for our
psychological pie?
For psychological pie.
You know what? I do have an advice.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I'll tell you right now. We could cut this.
Oh, my God. Oh boy.
All right, so I want you to buy a book called Why Do I Do That? It's by Joseph Virgo. Wonderful book. It's psychological defense mechanisms and the hidden ways they shape our lives.
Wait, is that the same guy that wrote Why Does He Do That?
No, I don't think so.
Because that's also a book about like why narcissists are like that and like
it could be. Yeah? It actually could be. Maybe it is written by Joseph Burgos. But that would be my advice. My advice is pick up a book so that you aren't so horny. But
oh man.
I'm sorry, brother. Don't listen to me. I'm just a stupid bitch on a podcast. They gave you all the advice you needed, man.
But
do pick up that book. That book is going to change your life.
You need that. That's this book recommendation, you know what I'm saying, for the week.
Also, hold on. He didn't write that. Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men is a book by Lundy Bancroft that I own and have read. It's fantastic. You should also read that, too.
I have a father. I learned the hard way.
Shit.
Yo, goddamn.
Oh, my God.
Yo, listen, man. Episode 35. 35. Good number. You know what I'm saying? We shaking and moving, baby. Liz Pelotis in the motherfucking building. Ray Neal in the motherfucking building. And
you did.
Hassan Insane. And it's your boy, Kim Merrill, Human Direct Flap. I'll leave y'all with this final thought. If you're going to have unprotected sex, and you don't want to have children, pull out and jerk off for at least 30 seconds once you feel that first little tingle. If you don't, she's pregnant. Y'all have a great week. We'll see y'all in 48 hours. Peace and love.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
A Victory Light.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today.
Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.